Zer zeichen nicht, was aber ich es gescheiden mir beim Yehudim, es ist Shabbos, darf Samach Beis. Sagt der Mishnah, a woman is not allowed to go out on Shabbos wearing a sewing needle, or a signet ring, or a kulyor, or a kevelest, to be explained in the Gemara, or a flask of balsam oil. If she does go out with any of these on Shabbos, Rav Meir says, she'd be chayav achat, as a chum say, that in the case of wearing a kevelis or a flask of balsam oil, in those cases, it would not be a chatos. So, the Gemara, between this mission and the last, we see that a woman is chayav deraisa for wearing a signet ring, and only the rabbanon for wearing a regular ring. Ula said, the opposite is true for a man, meaning he's chayav deraisa for wearing a regular ring, and only the rabbanon for wearing a signet ring. We see that Ula holds that something that is roi for a woman is not considered to be roi to be worn for a man, and vice versa. We also ask from a braisa that says that all people going out can wear sackcloth on Shabbos, since that's normal for shepherds to wear. So you see that even if it's normal for some people, it's considered to be normal for all people. So why is there a difference between a man and a woman? Why does Ula say there's a difference? Rabbi Yosef says that Ula holds that women and men are considered to be totally separate groups. It's not, but what's norm for one is not considered to be norm for the other. Baye asks, the Braisa says that if they find tefillin on the street, you can wear it on Shabbos. You're allowed to put it on to wear it back inside to protect it. And even a woman's allowed to do that. Now, for a woman, this is a mitzvah seh shazman grama. And still we see it's called a malbush. Why? Since the chayre, because it's a malbush for men. So it's a malbush for women. This is fair according to what Rabbi Yosef just said. Where he answers, the Tana that Bryce is of Meir, who must also hold that tefillin is a mitzvah sasei shel lo yazman grom, and therefore women are taka chayiv really in tefillin, and that's why when they wear it in, the taka allowed to wear it in. But if not, and just because it's a malbush for men, the taka would not be considered to be a malbush for women. Where he asks, even if a signet ring is considered to be a masri for a woman, the fact that she's wearing it on her finger and not carrying it in her hand, she's carrying it kalachayad, oy bazoi, she should be put to deraisa. So why does Mishnah say she's chayiv deraisa? Yirmiyah says we're talking about such a woman who is in charge of different areas of things, and therefore she does normally wear a signet ring, so for her it's considered to be normal carrying out in this way. But the Rava asks, that doesn't explain why a man would be chayav for wearing a regular ring. For him it's not the normal. So rather, Rava explains that there are times when a woman wears a signet ring if she's going to be putting it away for her husband. There's a time when a man wears a regular ring when he's taking it to the shop to be fixed or something like that, and therefore it's considered to be a normal method of carrying, and that's why if the man is wearing a regular ring on his finger or the woman is wearing a signet ring on her finger, it's not considered to be kalachiyat, it's regular carrying, and that's why the chayav deraisa. The Mishnah said, v'lo bekulyor v'lo bekevelis. Rav explained that a kulyor is like a clasp that was used to close a woman's shirt, and a keveles is a pouch where they put the piloin spice, maybe a balsam type of spice. Bryce says if a woman goes out wearing a keveles, Rav Meir says she's chayav echatas, it's a masui. The Chum says it's only also the rabbanon because it's considered to be a tachshon, and she might take it off as a gzeir, she might take it off to show somebody. Rav Eliezer says mutlach hatchila, because this is only worn by women who don't smell good. They need like some type of fragrance to make themselves smell good. Such a woman, it's not a tachshon because they're not going to show it off to people, and therefore, because it's embarrassing for them. So therefore, there's no gzeir that they're going to take it off, and therefore, they're even allowed to wear it lachatchila outside. Although we find another Bryce, Rav Eliezer says that the woman says she's potter, which means the chayav is also the rabbanon. Now, the Gemara says that Rav Eliezer really means mutlach atchila. When he's arguing only with Rav Meir, who says chayav deraisa, he says potter, but really he means actually mutter. When he's arguing with the Chacham, who say potter, he comes along and says mutter. But really, in both places, he means the same thing. Bryce says that Rav Eliezer says that a woman could wear a kevelis or a flask of balsam only when there's actually besamim inside, but if it's empty, she'd be chayav achatas for wearing it. Rather, I haven't wanted to say from here, you see, if you carry a keli with less than the amount of food that would make you chayav for carrying the food, but you're putting that amount of food into a keli, even though you wouldn't be chayav for carrying the food on Shabbos, you'd be chayav for carrying the keli on Shabbos higher. Rashi said it could be that really you only chayav when it's totally empty. But if you have something in there, if it's less than the amount needed to be carried, be chayav for carrying the food, maybe you wouldn't be chayav for the keli. Pasuk says, "Vereishis shemanim yimshachu." Rabbi Yehuda name of Shmuel says this refers to balsam oil because balsam is used for pleasure. Rabbi Yosef asks, we find that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was geizer that balsam oil can't be used after the churban, and but the Chum say it's mutter. But now if the pasuk taka over here refers to balsam, which means that's extra pleasure using balsam oil, why do the Chum disagree? Why do they say it's mutter after the churban? Abaye says the Chum only answer things after the churban that are for pleasure and for joy. Balsam oil is for pleasure, but it's not for joy, and that's why it's mutter. Pasuk explains why the people were sent out first to Gullus, and it says that there were people who would urinate by their beds. Rabbi Bobo explains this is a reference to people who ate together, slept together, were mezana with each other's wives, and would dirty their couches with each other's shechvazera. Rabbi Bobo said there are three things that bring to anius. One is urinating by someone's bed, and Rabbi explains that this is when you're urinating onto the ground towards the bed. Number two is not being careful with the mitzvah of the Tehillas Yadayim. Rabbi said this is only to someone who totally disregards the mitzvah. But the Gemara then says that Rav Chisda would say that because he used a full amount of water, he was rewarded with a tremendous amount of bracha. So you see that you should really be doing it the full way. And the third thing that brings Chas V'Shalom to Anias is if someone's wife curses in front of him, and Rav explains when she curses him for not buying her tachshitim when he can well afford it. Rav Abraid Rav Eloi dashed in the Psukim to explain the bad behavior of some women and the punishment they would receive. He said that he explains the Psukim to be talking about married women who would walk very straight and tall so that men should look at them. They would walk very slowly to allow the time for the men to look at them. They would wear a lot of eye makeup and make gestures to them. Tall women would walk next to short women, so again to attract more attention. Rabbi Yitzchak of the Yeshiva Rav Ami would say that they'd also put perfume on their feet and kick on the ground when they were passing by the young men, so that the smell of the perfume should reach them and arouse their desire. Rabbi Ba'ulis and others dashed from Sukkim to teach that their punishment was that they had physical decay. They had wounds, baldness, they were reduced to wearing sackcloth, they had sores, they had saras, they had an abnormal blood flow, and they had excessive hair growth in their private areas. The name of Rav says the people of Yerushalayim would discuss their znus and mask it and package it as if they're talking about meals, but really they were talking about their own znus. The name of Yehuda said there used to be a special cinnamon wood that people would use in Yerushalayim to burn, and that would give a tremendous pleasant smell in Gans Eretz Yisrael. After the Churban, a barley-sized piece was left, and it was held by the queen Tzimtzumoi.